Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger addressed the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen early this morning, and he promoted the idea that even the smallest local governments can help slow global warming. KQED's Rob Schmitz explains from Copenhagen.
The governor joined the premier of British Columbia and the governor of Sao Paulo, Brazil, to highlight the importance of subnationals, cities, states, and regions that are combating climate change.
The world's governments alone cannot make progress. The kind of progress that is needed on global climate change, they alone cannot do it. They need everyone coming together, everyone working together.
Schwarzenegger told delegates that waiting for an international agreement is like putting all your eggs in one basket, while ignoring the fact that around the world, individuals are already implementing the kind of change this conference is contemplating.
So I believe technological and economic forces will overtake the political and the regulatory efforts of national governments. We are beginning one of history's great transitions, the transition to a new economic foundation for the 21st century and beyond.
The governor ended his speech by calling on the UN to organize a summit like the one in Copenhagen, but for cities, states, and regions. He said California would be thrilled to host it. For KQED Radio News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Copenhagen.
There's more on California's role in Copenhagen at our website, kqed.org/climatewatch. San Francisco-based Wells Fargo held a stock sale today to help pay off its $25 billion federal bailout loan. Just yesterday, the bank became the last of the major U.S. lenders to announce its plan to exit the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. For more on what the repayment means for Wells Fargo's customers, I spoke with Stanford Business School professor Daryl Duffy. I asked him what changes they might see in the short term.
In the short term, it won't have a big effect on Wells Fargo because it has strong management and a strong balance sheet. Consumers will hardly notice any difference when they walk in and ask to take out a loan.
It's been widely reported, though, that many homeowners are still having trouble getting the refinancing they need to stay in their homes, and small businesses are still having trouble getting loans. Does this deal offer any more assurance?
No, I wouldn't say that there's an assurance at all. This deal is really more about allowing Wells Fargo more flexibility in the way that it runs its business and less about making additional loans. Now, that said, they have been quite active in making a lot of consumer and business loans over the last year since they got these funds.
What do you mean by flexibility?
Well, for example, you may have noticed that Citibank, which is another bank that's trying to get out of TARP, has had a lot of difficulty in being subjected to this compensation requirement of TARP, meaning that it's not allowed to pay its top bankers more than an amount that the government feels is appropriate, and that has inhibited its ability to hire talent or to retain talent. And Wells Fargo, in principle, would be subject to the same compensation requirements until it gets out of TARP, which it will now be able to do. So I don't think that this is going to hold them up going forward.
What else does this deal mean for Wells in the long term?
In the long term, it will be a return to its normal business. It will now operate again as an ordinary commercial bank, without a major government investment. And it will continue to provide loans and operate, you know, an even larger lending business than it had before the crisis because of its acquisition of Wachovia Bank during the crisis.
Now, when you say normal business, is it really going to be the same kind of business it ran before the crisis? Even though things have gotten larger, will business practices have changed?
Yeah, normal is an overstatement. After the financial crisis, banking in general has changed. Regulators are going to apply much more onerous standards on banks, and the banking environment is going to be more difficult going forward because the economy is not strong. But when I said normal, I meant in the sense that it won't have the government looking over its shoulder as it has had under TARP.
Daryl Duffy, thanks.
My pleasure.
Daryl Duffy is a professor of finance at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.